Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, PSA Radio, them segment boys. We here. My bro Dre, we're gonna know what's good, man. Yo.
Yo.
Reed Letterman, what is good, G?
What's good, my nigga? We out here, man.
Man.
It's popping.
We got some events coming this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
One of them being
Born Legacy
of course,
3, man.
The highly anticipated Born Legacy 3 Smack URL. Gonna have the man himself on the show. How you feeling getting into this card right here? I mean, what's your take coming into this weekend? Is it going to be dope?
I want it to be dope. I think it's going to be dope. And here's why I think it's going to be dope. First of all, to me, Unfinished Business was a good card. But my nigga, listen, man. Some of you people do not respect the young boys coming to the game. We need new blood, whether you guys don't like it or not, bro. When the Hitman Hollies, the Verbs, the Sue Surfs, the Mooks, the Luxes, the Rexes, the Arsenals, the Disasters, the Iron Solomons, all these niggas get the fuck up out of here, who's got to hold the fort down? We don't want Battle Rap to die. I don't want it to die. You're going to force me to listen to fucking Fetty Wap and all these other corny niggas? No. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that it's do or die for a lot of cats on this card. There's some good matches on here. And it's presenting the world to new niggas, man. I think people don't like change, bro. They don't like change, and we're stuck in the thing where we're keeping still the veterans close to us. And I'm cool with that. But do I want to see Charlie come battle
you know
like
what?
That again? No.
I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? And I'm going to break this down exactly how I feel about battle rap in general. I think people start to – they miss – when they came into this, when they got into battle rap, when they got introduced to it, came into it, kind of the sport of it, I guess, and you know the people that they were introduced to first. I mean, one of my favorite battles of all time, of course, like Mook and Mills, you know, obviously Mook and Lux, and those ones, those Fight Clubs, everything like that. It's just so different now, Dre. So different.
It is different, but let's be real, man. What I mean, when Mook, Lux, Miles, X Factor, all these niggas are battling, it was a small crop of niggas. You feel me?
Yeah.
One Smack decided, you know what? I'm not going to do the DVD thing no more. I'm not going to hood no more in the city. I'm going to just keep it strictly battle rap. Let's be real, man. Mook and Rex really set this shit off, man. They really did.
It's true.
I mean, Mook and Rex, pardon me, I should say Rex and Math. Pardon me. Really set that shit off.
Yeah,
before
yeah.
Smack had the bed, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I would say him, Mook and Rex, you know, all the fools. Yeah. I mean, the first actual event, of course, Rex and Math. Yes. See that battle, like, right here. You know what I mean?
Cortez was a Cortez. Yeah, Cortez, X Factor. You know what
I mean? Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's kind of, I just think it's different. You know, it's, for me, it's just I have a certain – there's a class that I really fucked with and listened to and stuff like that, you know. I say this all the time. I feel like the last good class to come out was the John Johns, the Magics, the – you know, all of them in that class, you know. And then I think right after that was JC, Chilla, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
It's just – yeah, that's kind of where I'm seeing.
And I said this numerous times, man. The best battle I've seen on URL this year to me. Hold on. That's right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yo. Smack. You hear me? Yo, Smack. Yo. Yo, Timbo.
Yo.
Hello? Yeah.
Yo,
man,
yo,
I kept
yo.
Thinking about Jackal. Mac just
have him call
Mac
up.
Just called my phone. Hold on, tell him to call the other number. He should be calling this number. I think he hung up because he know that this number to call him.
Okay.
You heard? So he just called
my
phone. That's a good look.
Right,
yeah,
see.
But yeah, you know I mean,
yeah. Gonna get into this boring legacy. Mr. Classic. Still can label him Mr. Classic, right?
Yeah, of course. Like Mr. Classic, man. He's Mr. Classic. He's Mr. Classic. You know what I'm saying? Whether people don't want to, yo, Smack is that nigga, man. You feel me? He's that dude.
Man, I'm not gonna lie.
Smack goes in the Hall of Fame, sir.
Lie.
He goes in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame. Real talk.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question. No question. I feel like this. With this card coming up, I am hyped for Daylight versus Mike P. I'm a fan of Mike P. I gotta say. So seeing Daylight on there, I think it'll be dope.
I got Mike P being Daylight though, B. Just throw that out there again. I just do.
You got Mike P being
I got Mike P being Daylight. Yeah. I got Jerry West being Tech N9ne. You know. That's
yeah.
The thing, man. Y'all niggas understand something. These niggas, Jerry West, Av, Rum Nitty, while you niggas are on IG, I'm talking about the vets and shit, while they on IG and they not sitting on rhymes or taking 3 hours out their day to pen some shit and go back to the rhymes and finesse that shit, look in the mirror again, don't get no haircut. Like, these niggas are the new wave, man. I Timo, you know, I always ride with the rookies, bro. I get chastised for it.
Yeah.
I get beat up for it. Niggas tell me, shut the fuck up. Three-letter man, you always riding for these young boys and shit. Nigga, get the young boys the fuck out of here. You go, in fact, you go out, bounce with them, three-letter man. Why are you at it? Get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
I ride with Chess. I get it bad. Cause we want this shit to keep moving. If you want this shit to keep moving,
yeah.
It's only so many times the vets going to have the idols, bro. Niggas ain't have the hunger no more. Niggas don't have the hunger no more. So why not bring in niggas that are hungry? If you go into a fight, you're not bringing niggas that don't want to fight no more. You want the niggas out there. I'm down, nigga. I'm right in my shit. You know what I mean?
It's true. Yeah. And you know what? From what Mickey, you know, I'm just going to touch on what Mickey said. Everything's really repetitive, in my opinion, how it is right now. I couldn't, you know, you couldn't play these new guys and then, you know, close my eyes and I don't know who it is, man. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't. 90%.
Nah, that's what she, I blame when y'all say that. Nah, but when y'all say that, that's because y'all not watching.
Nothing
I can't go with that excuse no more.
Everything's the same. Everything's the same.
Av is
on the top
with nobody else, bro. Av is the truth. I'm not saying my favorite battle rapper.
Okay.
I think Av and B-Magic are going to have a dope-ass battle. I think it'll be battle the fucking night. Because Av ain't coming to play, and I know B-Magic know Av ain't coming to play. So he's going to force B-Magic to like, yo, bro, I got to take this shit fucking serious. You see what I'm saying? Tech N9ne, his first time back on URL, how long? He got to take this shit serious. Swave, your ass is probably the fuck up out of here soon, my nigga. You got to take this shit serious, bro.
Yeah.
The Demon's not coming to play with this nigga, and niggas will be like, oh, like, for instance, Swave Server got mad at me today, right? Because I tweeted him, yo, bro, you ready for the battle today? And he was like, man, get the fuck out of here. You rooting for Ticket Demon anyway. Check my mentions. And I was like, yo, son, I'm not rooting for the nigga to beat you. I just think Ticket Demon's going to win 2-1. That's not rooting for the nigga, but whatever. You know what I mean?
Man. I'm just saying, I'm going to take some of these names real quick right here before Smack calls up. I'm going to take some of these names, and I'm going to tell you, if you put them just played their voice, I couldn't tell who it was. I'm going to tell you right here. Dre Dennis, J400, Young X, Prez, Wavy, Chess, these dudes. I don't know.
Son, I think Young X sound different than all them other niggas, though. He's animated, so I got to disagree on Young X, Timbo. J4 on the block.
Yeah.
He's a Jersey nigga. Hold on. Yo, Smack.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, shit. All right, let me tell my man, you on the queue right now? All right, call back right now, fam. Call back right now. All right. Yo, Timbo, my bad, Paul. That was Smack. I'm calling my other phone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's calling up right now.
Oh,
he's
calling up
right
now.
No, I don't know.
Okay, cool.
He called on my other phone, so I just called him on my other phone. So he said he called up and heard this on the queue, but.
Got you.
So it should only be one number on the queue, though, right?
Yeah, it's not up yet. Yeah. Give it 1 second. And it'll be on. I didn't see his number, though. The number that we have. Should we give this man a legendary intro? I mean,
of course, bro.
Hall of Fame.
Come on. You
Hall
set it
fame.
Up. You do the intro,
Hall of
man.
Fame. All right,
yeah,
let's get
man.
This man on the phone. He's on the queue right now. Many nicknames this man has. Best one
Classic.
I think is Mr. Classic. Mr. Classic coming on the show, PSA Radio. Flag.
Yo, what's up? What's going on, man? How y'all doing, man? What's up? Y'all good?
Yeah, Smack. What's poppin', my nigga?
Oh, man, everything good, man. You know what I mean? Just working hard, man, trying to keep the machine going, man. Just real excited, you know, for this event tomorrow. And, you know what I'm saying? We down to the wire, you know what I mean? It's showtime in a couple of hours. You know, we will be making history, man. We got a lot of dope battles on this card, man, that is going to, I feel, personally, is going to, you know, rejuvenate the battle culture, man, and keep it in a positive direction with, like, a lot of new fresh talent. So, you know, I'm excited, and, you know, I'm hyped, you know what I mean? Well,
Smack, what does the word born legacy mean to you as a league owner, though? That word born legacy, the trilogy that you got going on, what does that mean to you?
I mean, Born Legacy is something, is an imprint that, you know, we built and designed to represent and birth new stars into the culture and just give, like, you know what I'm saying, up-and-coming battle MCs that chance to really, like, solidify their legacy, man, to take their career to the next level. So, you know, I mean, I think that is a good imprint, and I love what we're doing with it. I love the energy that, you know what I'm saying, we creating. My team and myself is going very hard. Shout out to my man T, shout out to Norbs, you know, my brother Beasley, of course, Chico, you know, everybody that, you know what I mean, just deal with the day-to-day, you know, operation with, like, you know what I'm saying, putting these classics matchups together and really, like, you know, keeping this thing going, man.
That's what it is. And I'm so glad, Smack, that you only not only mixing in the Jerry Westers of the world, you bringing in brothers back like Tech N9ne, Swae Sever.
Yeah.
We haven't seen these cats on URL. Ill Will back on URL.
I'm excited. Tomorrow's my birthday, man, because you know.
Oh, word.
You know, this is what we love to do. You know what I mean? Like I want to see all these cats come back and, you know, get a chance to really, like, you know, put on for the battle culture and, you know, just bring that energy and the different styles that we all love seeing. And it's going to be a movie, man. It's definitely going to be a movie. I'm really excited, for real.
Right. I'm looking forward to this shit, Timbo. You already know this. Smack, I'm on record saying I like what you're doing because As a battle rap fan, as a mid I'm in my mid 30s, Smack, and as a battle rap fan, as a hip hop fan, I love the vets. Do not get me fucked up. They paved the way for Jerry West, Chess, Trap, Saga, all
Absolutely.
These new niggas, Steams, all these niggas coming into the fold. They paved the way. But my nigga, I just feel sometimes that these niggas lose hunger, and if you're gonna go to a fight, you need gunners that's at the crib writing them rhymes, looking in the mirror with no fucking haircut. Like, bro, I'm trying to rip this nigga's head apart tomorrow at fucking Born Legacy. That's just how I'm feeling as a fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you know, I was always one that represented for, you know what I'm saying, new talent, up-and-coming talent, just so, you know, the culture to flourish and grow. You know, I mean, you know, we love everybody, but, like, there's so much talent out here that needs to be exposed so many different styles that we haven't had an opportunity to really start to appreciate yet, just because, you know, a lot of these MCs and a lot of these guys don't got the opportunity. So, like, they just need to be seen, and they just need to get a chance to really express their talent. And I think that the culture will love it. So, you know, we got to put these young guys in position just to basically be, you know, just to have a chance where, you know, they can create opportunity just like, you know what I'm saying, the vets, you know. So, you know, we you know, I'm one that's always going to represent that. Like, I've been doing that from day one, the start of my career, and I'm not going to stop just because we got to establish brand. Nah, I'm going to keep it going. And I'm going to coach you with, like, new fresh faces and new styles and new energy, you know what I'm saying? So we can really, like, you know what I'm saying, continue to appreciate this art form, man. So, you know, that's what it's all about for me. That's where I'm at with it mentally. That's what I'm representing. That's what I'm going to keep continuing to do. So, you know, it's real like that, man. It's real like that, and that's the objective. That's basically the objective of, like, you know what I mean, the imprint of Born Legacy. So, well, yeah.
Smack, I got a question for you. From being here from the beginning, and even these guys that we call vets at the beginning of their career, and now seeing them get rejuvenated with these young dudes, how does that kind of make you feel to see it come full circle?
I mean, it feels good, man, because it's like, you know, like, we was in a stage one time, you know, in a battle culture where, like, if, you know, a battle rapper got, you know, a certain amount of views or a certain amount of followers, he won't even consider versing or going up against another talent if that talent was as popular or as known or didn't have as many views. Now, you know, it's all about skills, you know what I'm saying, and styles and matchups. Like, you know, just because somebody doesn't have, you know, the amount of views or something doesn't mean that they don't got the skill set to, you know what I'm saying, put on a good battle or a good match, you know. So now we get a chance to see, like, you know, some of the established talent go up against the new talent, and we get to see, like, you know, if, you know, the newer talent really got, you know, a chance to really, like, pay in the major leagues. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's real constructive. I think this is a real constructive thing that we're doing with this Born Legacy, you know what I'm saying, imprint. And I think that is needed right now and at the state of where the culture is at the current time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, Smack, how frustrating is it for you as a league owner sometimes when you present a particular battle to battle rapper A and they give you the politics, they don't want to do it? Does that get frustrating as you be Chico Norms? Does that get frustrating at times?
Definitely. It gets frustrating all the time because, like, at the end of the day, like, I feel like if somebody got a certain skill set or if they got the credibility, you know, my thing when I design, you know, the URL, I wanted, you know, everybody to see everybody at one time or another. You know what I mean? And I want, because, you know, styles make fights. Like, just because, you know, you might be good in this area, this dude might be funnier than you, and, you know what I'm saying, that could turn around a whole, you know what I'm saying, situation in a battle. So, you know, when this thing was designed, and, you know, when I came up with the concept, I wanted everybody to see everybody at one time or another, just to see how they will go up against certain styles or certain you know, individuals, you know. So, you know, I try to make everybody see everybody, basically. So when I do present matches and, you know, down or somebody don't feel like, you know, me doing it, sometimes 9 out of 10, they running or ducking, you know what I'm saying, and they really, like, nervous, you know, I mean. You know, but then there is times where, you know, I hear the points that some of the MC makes, and they do be making sense, like, you know, for certain situations, like, yo, I don't feel like this, you know what I mean? That's a good move for where I'm at with it because, you know, and then they explain, and then, you know, we look into it and be like, all right, you know what I'm saying, to see if it's respectable. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, man, like, you know, I mean, I want everybody to see everybody, and you know, so you know what I mean. Everything could be on record and recorded, and you know what I mean. We could go back and look at the tapes and compare, and you know what I'm saying, do the comparisons and seeing where everybody really at with each other, where they at with each other, you know. So
yeah,
you know, it is what it is.
Smack, no. I wanted to touch on something that Norbs kind of talks about with everything going on in New York with the hip hop stuff, you know, Troy Ave happening over there, and you know, is it getting tougher and tougher to get venues booked for big events?
Yeah, I mean it's real stressful, like you know what I'm saying, right now, like you know what I mean, it's been the most stressful year so far since I've been, you know what I'm saying, doing. You know, this whole URL thing, man, it's just like, you know, with the venues and the NYPD, you know, taking necessary measures, and it's not really like, you know, supporting hip-hop just because, you know, certain, you know, incidents that happen in the city. It's real, real detrimental to, like, what it is that we doing over here with the URL, you know what I mean? And that particular incident threw off our whole itinerary for the year. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, the momentum was crazy, and then out of nowhere, it's just like, boom, hell, curveball come out of nowhere unexpectedly, and like, you know what I'm saying? Throw off our whole program, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, we definitely had to reboot, reset, you know, our whole schedule over and things back in order. And because, you know, that was basically our house, you know what I mean? That's where we did all our events, you know what I'm saying? Was over the plaza. And, You know, that having that shut down for like, you know, 2.5-3 months, you know, and you know, Santos, you know, canceling and they lease and you know, really this really put us in a bad space as far as our scheduling. But we always land on our feet, you know what I'm saying? We back at it, and you know, slowly but surely we're gonna continue to, you know, pick up, you know what I mean, where we left off at, and try to, like, you know what I mean, complete as many classics and as many events as possible so we can keep, you know what I'm saying, the culture going.
Now, Smack, you've gone to Detroit, you're going to the West Coast, you're going to St. Louis, you're going to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's time now to maybe take these battles on the road, or Summer Madness on a road game, Miami,
yeah,
L.A.,
definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. I mean, I would love to. I'm working on that, you know what I mean? I'm not a local joker, you know what I'm saying? I'm internationally known, you know what I mean? Fresh off the plane, after business class from London, you know what I'm saying? 48 hours ago, serious. Look me up. Shout out to all my UK family out there, y'all already know. But, you know, definitely, like, you know what I mean? But it's just like, you know, when it comes to, like, the finances and, you know, flying these dudes up, getting a hotel room, because you're responsible when you take everybody on a road. Like, you know what I mean? It ain't like you can just, you know, tell somebody to meet you out there. Nah, you got to take care. It get kind of costly, you know what I'm saying, with the purses and everything. So it's more, you know, cost effective to, like, you know, just do it here in New York just because we set up out here, you know what I'm saying? But,
I
mean, we did a couple of joints on the road, you know what I'm saying, in the past. You know what I mean? We got some
Smack.
Some
I got a place for you, my nigga. I got a vision for you. Check this out. I'm in Miami. I'm a New York nigga, but I live in Miami, right? Check this out.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend, Miami's always popping. Like, motherfuckers from out of town is be coming out here. And I've been thinking for the last 3 years, damn, it'll be so fucking dope if you all run an event out here that Memorial Day weekend. There's millions of people on South Beach.
I actually tried,
you know what I mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying, a couple of times to do a Memorial Day Miami, you know what I'm saying, South Beach joint. Yeah, so, but, you know, I mean, it just didn't, you know what I mean, it just didn't fall through. But, yeah, now I'm always looking to try to expand, and, you know what I'm saying, big events where, you know, you got a group of young people and, you know what I mean, from all over the country, you know, I think that would be real constructive to the culture, and everybody could, like, get a chance to see what battle rap is, because believe it or not, like, there's a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people watch it, but, you know, there's still people that don't know what's up that will love it, you know what I mean? So when you got a bunch of people in one location from all over different parts of the country and in a city, you know, it just makes sense. But, you know, I ain't get a chance to really, like, you know what I'm saying, lock it down and make it make sense. Because at the end of the day, everything got to make sense. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't in this to basically take out. You know what I mean? We doing it for the culture. We doing it for the fans. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not taking no L's. Like, you know what I mean? It got to, you know what I'm saying, basically make sense. So, yeah. I mean, we'll try, though. We'll definitely try. Like, you know what I mean? Shoot for you know, next year or something like that. You know, I think, you know, the people will definitely love it. You know?
Nah. Smack, I got to segue to this right quick, my nigga. What's going on with URL and Hitman Holler, my G? It's like, listen, as a fan, I look at it on both sides of the spectrum. As a businessman, you're probably looking at like, bro, you don't got to go on shows. You don't got to go on social media and air out family business. Keep that shit in-house between us.
Yeah.
Let's get on the jack.
Yeah.
But when I hear him on interview, Smack, he's saying that he hasn't spoke to y'all. He hasn't spoke to you in, like, a long time. In the last 2 years, he hasn't spoke to you on the phone. It just seems to me like, bottom line, Smack, he wants to be on URL, my nigga. And it just seems to me like we go through this once a year where, hey, man, voices is displeasures with URL. But at the end of the day, y'all always meet up at the table and shit. Is there a discrepancy between y'all? Like, can you elaborate on that?
Really, no discrepancy. You know what I'm saying? I got love for Hitman. Hitman doing his thing right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but, like, you know, you just, you know, it's business. It's never personal. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, dude is, like, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. You know, I always supported him. You know what I'm saying? I always, you know, showed him love and all that. But, you know, I mean, just what he's asking for right now, you know what I'm saying, is just out of the league of what, you know what I'm saying, I could basically afford. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't afford those numbers and basically, you know, continue to do what I do as far as running a business. So, like, you know, I mean, we definitely gotta have to have a conversation and speak, you know what I'm saying, come up with an alternative or whatever. But, like, I'm not entertaining conversations or I'm not entertaining, you know, like, numbers that's just out of my league. You know,
right.
For me, ain't nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
right.
You know, but, you know, it ain't personal. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's, I still see him. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. But, you know, I mean, I haven't spoke to him for a while. I'm going to give him a call. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just kick it with them and shit. You know what I mean? See what's up. See what we
because
come up with. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to do it for the culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to, like, if I'm not going to take an L and basically, you know, put my resources on the line if it ain't going to be recouped or it ain't coming back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to happen. So, you know what I mean? We just got to sit down. Like, businessmen, they try to figure this shit out. If there's any sponsors out there that might want to sponsor the battle, that's listening to the show, and you want to get involved, you know what I mean? They can hit me up, you know. You know what I mean? We can have a conversation. We got to get people involved. But, you know, I mean, I'm trying my best to, you know, put on as much, you know, classics and you know, make this thing grow as much as I can. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
what's
Matt?
Let me ask you. Does him being on Wilding Out and him talking about him being the most viewed battle rapper make his cost astronomical? He's being on TV shows because he was on the show talking about
good.
That.
I mean, like, you know, I mean, that's good. And, you know, I mean, we salute him for that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I hope, you know, I participate in, you know, helping, you know, his notoriety get to that level where, you know, he could, you know, explore those opportunities. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I feel kind of wild for me to even be charged, you know, or start, like, you know what I mean? The way, you know, dude is coming. I mean, it's game battle. You're supposed to be done for a fraction of the price of what, you know what I'm saying? You know, the action price of what he's asking for. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
No, Smack, does it piss you off, though, Smack, that somebody will go to a different league and maybe take a discount? But then ask y'all for an astronomical price,
sense.
And like, damn, bro,
that
we've been doing business
sense.
For years. You basically
exactly.
started
that's
your name here.
Exactly. That's my point exactly. It don't make sense to me. That's why, you know what I'm saying, I don't even entertain. You know what I'm saying? I don't get mad because, you know what I mean, I don't take it personal because it's business. That's why they want to move, then let them move like that. But, you know what I mean, I'm just going to continue to do what I got to do and move how I got to move. You know what I'm saying? But I just know what it is for the business tip. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, it is what it is. So you think Hitman and
Sugar?
Hold on, Stimo. Ask him. So, do you think Hitman and Sugar go down at all on URL?
I mean, hopefully, I would love to see it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not against it. I'm supporting him. So I support him. I want to see him. I love what he brings. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
I love the energy he brings, man. Him show. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas,
right.
Real niggas from the loo. You fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? But
listen,
you know, it's, you know.
Smack, Hitman's in my top five. I got no bones about it, and I know it's a business, and I get it, my nigga. When you spend it, and it's business, and I think people always forget that word, business. As fans, we're greedy, Smack. We want to see battles, but we understand on your end also. You all can't take a fucking L because as fans, want to see battles and shit. If niggas are asking for astronomical
prices,
like
the fans,
you know what I mean?
Fans got to understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen that there's a post somewhere asking out that on one of the blogs or whatever, go for me for it, and a lot of people said no. So it's like the fans want the battles, but you know what I'm saying? They want to watch this shit for free, but you know what I'm saying? The artists want 50, 30, 50, 60, 70, 30, 20,000 a battle. Like, it doesn't add up. Ain't that many people coming into the venue. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it got to make sense. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for the numbers that they're asking for, now they be looking at me crazy if I got a chat, you know what I'm saying? $250, $300 a ticket to get in the venue. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's to recoup the money.
Especially, Smack, especially when you're not getting Webster Hall and Irving Plaza no more. Those kind
of
things.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Like, the space, that's another dilemma, and that's another obstacle that's in our way that we face because the space of the venue, the capacity, don't even hold enough money to, like, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, you just probably bring it if you fill it up. But, you know what I'm saying, if you fill it up, a lot of people think, you know what I mean, like, come on, Fab ain't even getting, like, there's dudes that's taking, I don't even want to call the name, like, niggas get their money for a show, you know what I'm saying, but there's established artists that ain't getting that type of bread for a show, homie, you know what I'm saying, so it's like, it got to make sense, and, you know, we hopefully, like, you know what I'm saying, as businessmen for the culture, we can work it out, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, get it done, you know. I mean, if not, then,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, we just got to, you know what I'm saying, you know, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smack, I wanted to segue into another, real quick, into another same situation. Book was up here saying that, you know, with the battle, you guys have the money to do. He said, they got the money. They can pay me that because I know they got it.
I mean,
it's
not about who got the money. Yeah, we got the money. Yeah, we got the money. Everybody got the money, but is the money going to come back? It's a question. You know what I'm saying?
You know
what I mean? Like,
you know
what I mean? Like, how many L's did dudes take, you know what I'm saying, in the past where we walked away with, you know what I'm saying, nothing at the end of the event. Just, you know what I mean? All right, everybody, come on, man. You know, you do that for 4 years, it's like, yo, come on. It's like, it gets to a point in time, it's like, nah, it got to make sense. You know what I'm saying? We got the money, but it's all about, it's the money that we're going to put out that's going to be generated back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it ain't going to be generated back, then, you know what I'm saying, it don't matter if we got the money or not. You know what I mean? It's like, how many people are you bringing out? How many people are you bringing out so, you know, we can secure the investment or the money that's put up?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, you know, it's all good.
Mike, are we close? Are we getting a Summer Madness this year or not? Or are you still working on that?
I'm like, honestly, like, you know what I'm saying? We got some, you know, we trying to put something together, but like I said, like, with the numbers and the prices that these dudes is asking for, we still, like, undecided. If we want to go through, because we don't want to basically force it. We want, you know,
right.
Summer Madness is a brand that is respected. So, like, you know,
yes, sir.
I don't want to, you know, water it down. Just, you know what I mean? So, you know, me and my team is just basically, you know, in conversations right now to see, like, if we should pull a trigger or, you know what I mean, or if we're going to just, you know what I'm saying, just postpone or push it back or whatever. Until it makes sense, because I want a crazy card, like, you know what I mean? I want a crazy card or a good card, but, you know, me, I'm on my, you know what I'm saying, Born Legacy flow.
I feel you.
I want classics, man. I want hunger. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with the, you know, one round coming through, you know, somebody giving you a paddle one round, one good
word.
Round, and you know what I mean? I'm done, man. Like, I want talent, man. So I don't give a fuck about none of that. Like, I don't
talk
care.
That
I'll
shit,
Smack. I press
there you go.
Button and you know what I'm saying? Get this shit back to where it needs to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I've been doing slowly but surely. But you know what I'm saying? You know, it just got to take time. And the fans just got to, you know, trust in me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trust in the new talent, man. Like, you got to give these dudes opportunity to
agree,
trust
Smack.
Themselves.
Agree.
You understand what I'm
agree.
Saying? Or we're going to just be stagnated, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it was like 2 years, 3 years ago, everybody, yo, we tired of seeing the same dudes on the stage every, how many times you going to have it? You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, we bringing new faces and new energy. Now it's like, people don't want to respect me, and I'm not putting nobody that ain't nice on the stage. I don't give a fuck.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
If I co-sign them with Houston on stage, they belong to me. Because, you know what I'm saying, my screening process, my team is official, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we definitely putting classic matchups together that, you know what I mean, the world will appreciate in this battle culture, hands down. You know?
Smack. Can we get pay-per-view again, my nigga? Because some of us don't live in NY. Sometimes I'm a father with kids, you know what I mean, my nigga? And I be wanting to watch the URL when it's popping. I don't want to go on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Oh, is pay-per-view work for you last time or didn't work for you? Because I ordered a pay-per-view when he had Sean and Verb and them and shit.
Yeah. It's not. It's really like, you know what I mean, not as profitable as everybody thinks. Number
right.
one, and then number two is like, you know what I mean, the control and the action, everybody bootlegging it. I'm not, I can't, like,
yeah.
you know, I'm too exposed. Like, I don't get to control, like, you know what I'm saying, my content when it streams. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a control freak, let's put it that way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't really, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't, it's just like, you know. I mean, the security measures, when we do it because of the demand, it always get broken. You know what I mean? It get broken.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? It's like we got to rush and just throw shit out. We don't even get a chance to present it the way we need it just because, you know what I'm saying, shit is already out in the world. And it's just like too much, man. Like, I
right.
really don't like
yeah.
that technology, man, for yeah. real. You know what I mean? It doesn't
Matt.
Work for me, man.
Matt. Born you know, Legacy 3, if Daylight shows up in a fucking dress, you know he's pulling an antic. You putting him on that stage, or you saying, fuck that, no
I
antic
mean,
here,
I think
bro.
Daylight
you
is ready,
bars.
Man. Like, I have a lot of conversations with Daylight in the past, man. I think he's really mentally ready to, like, you know what I'm saying, just come bring
ready.
What he do. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he's going to do. You never know what Daylight going to do. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
you know, I mean, I think it's time. You
he
know
can't
what I mean?
Fuck around with Mike D.
Mike T is one of the, like, you know what I mean, my new talents that I love, that feel that everybody pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
this is Mike T is a perfect example of what, you know, I mean and I represent when I say, you know what I'm saying, you know, bars over names, like, you know what I mean, the kid got bars, style, you know what I mean, antics. You know, he's well-rounded. So, like, just because he ain't known, I don't feel like he shouldn't go up against an established artist, battle rapper like Daylight. You understand what
right.
I'm
saying? Yeah, I agree with that.
It makes sense. You feel what I'm saying? It makes sense.
Smack,
so,
truth be told, I have beaten Mike P, but I still felt Mike P got busy. Mike P and Tick was a good-ass battle to me. So Mike P get busy. But, Smack, I got to be real with you. I know Tay-Rock is your number one gunner, and I get it, my nigga, but I'm going to throw a name at you right now that I see. I don't
Who
know. If this nigga to me. No, I respect Rock. I'm not talking about Tay-Rock right now. I know Tay-Rock is your gunner.
You
the name.
A matchup. I'm not trying to
no,
say
no.
Well,
I would like to see Tay-Rock and Verb, but that's a different story. But the nigga I'm talking about, this nigga got the it factor. It is something about this cat. He has not given us, he's given us 6 fire rounds. I'm talking about this boy Av, Smack. That boy Av.
Yeah, Av is a prick. Oh, man. You already know, man. That's like, you know what I'm saying? My motherfucking lion in a cage. Like, you know what I'm saying? In New York City, certain animals ain't allowed. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when you got a motherfucking, exotic fucking animal and vicious in the cut. That's him. You know what I'm saying?
That's Battle of the Night, Smack.
I'm ready to let him out the cage on anything and everything right now. Like that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying?
Av and B Magic, Battle of the Night, or Ill Will and Rum Nitty. I got those two a Battle of the Night. One of those two.
Yeah, Rum Nitty, one of my new gunners. Ill Will, my OG guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy. You know what I'm saying? Ill Will coming back. You know what I'm saying? I missed the shit out of him, man. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So he already told me he ain't coming to play, man. He like, yo. And you know how, you know, I think, you know, Nitty just got that, I don't give a fuck, little man complex. That nigga going hard.
He beat Charlie Clips. He beat Charlie Clips, Mac.
Word up.
Yo.
You know what I mean? That was a crazy joint. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, you know what I mean? So I think I'm looking forward to fucking Swayze and Tank the Demon. You know
Swayze got the most smack. I think Swayze got the most pressure on Born Legacy, my nigga.
Yeah.
I really do.
Tank is vicious, homie. That nigga is gruesome. That nigga is different, man.
I think Wavy does too, Smack. What about Wavy? I think Wavy got the second most pressure too because he don't battle a lot. He don't be on social media. He don't do interviews.
Yeah.
So it's like, my nigga, we see you once in a while, and the last time we seen you, no disrespect, Smack, but John would slap him the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so Wavy got to come and show him proof.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's definitely jumping back in the ring. You know, I like Wavy style, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I
like,
fucks with Wavy.
You know, I fucks with the kid, like, heavy, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I don't think he's coming to disappoint anybody, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Smack,
the
segue right quick on something.
Nine.
I'm looking forward to Tech N9ne too, bro. I'm going to keep it real. Good call,
Tech
Timbo.
Yeah, Tech N9ne. I missed the shit out of Tech N9ne too, man.
Yeah,
for real.
Mr. Summer Madness.
Okay.
Mr. Summer Madness. Let's be clear.
There you go.
Yeah, we got a good weekend ahead of us, man. I need everybody to come through early if you're trying to participate in this event. Please bring your ID. ID is a must. You know what I'm saying? There's tickets available online if you want to secure your entry, but we will have tickets at the door. So please, you know what I'm saying, be early if you want to purchase your tickets at the door because they're going on a first-come, first-served basis, you know what I'm saying? You know, just due to, you know, unfortunate situations in the city, we forced them to do little fucking venues right now. So this is a small one. I mean, the Born Legacy imprint is like a more intimate feel type of an event. So we could have the opportunity to hear all the bars, you know, here, you know what I mean? Just feel that real energy, raw and uncut. So it's going to be a real dope joint. So please, if y'all trying to come out, make sure y'all arrive early. You know what I mean? And, we're about to do it again, man. You already know how we do it, man. We ain't playing with them.
When we get Smack Flicks and when we get in this thing with you and Brother Polite, I know you got working on with Brother Polite.
Oh,
Now
we working, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, some new ventures coming out, you know, for the culture. I think it's going to be, I mean, the Smack Flicks is something I've been working on for a real long time, you know, just to, you know, show the world my contributions to, like, the culture of hip-hop, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? From battle rap to interviews with all mainstream, with the grind and the energy that I applied since I was a young boy running around these streets, and now you get a chance to see it. You get to see the grind. You get to see all the work because, you know what I'm saying, all the content that's on that is going to be on that platform is from me. I shot personally. You know what I'm saying? And it's hours and hours and hours of worth of footage. It's footage that's never been released before, you know what I mean, that you're going to get a chance to see. You know, it's real raw, like, you know what I'm saying? So people are going to understand a better idea of who I am once, you know what I mean, I launched that particular platform. And, you know, it's not just battle rap, because a lot of people just know me for battle rap. I'm different.
Right.
I'm in the streets. around the realest dudes in the country, you know. So it get a chance to really, you know, you get to, you know, see my work ethics and, you know, my contacts and, you know, my energy.
Smack,
you know,
niggas, forget that smack used to be in the hoods, in the grimiest hoods. Before this nigga even showed who his face was, Smack used to be the grimiest hoods in Brownsville. With Crip niggas around him, I used to be like, yo, what the fuck?
You know
what I mean?
So it's time to get back. It's time to get back in the streets. You know, everybody, like, every time I go out, it's like, yo, Smack, yo, we need you. Like, what's up? Like,
right.
I mean, you know, we love the battle shit, but what's up, homie? You know what I mean? You know, I'm like, yo, you know, I just have to, you know, really, like, you know, and I never.
Chill off that, Smack. You had to chill off that for a little bit, though. You had to chill off that for a little bit. The boys are looking, man. Come on.
I had to. You know that. So, you know, that's why I did what I did. You know what I mean?
URLTV.tv.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, it's all, everything's good. Like, you know what I mean? So it's time to get back to it. We're going to do it on some real clean shit, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, we trying to get to this money. I ain't trying to scare nobody, man. You know, we trying to get to this bread. So, you know what I mean? We definitely keeping it clean.
Yes, sir. Definitely keeping up with that. Born Legacy 3, day one
tomorrow,
Saturday. Black Bear 70 North 6th Street in Brooklyn. Doors open at 1. Man.
That's right.
Let's go. Like, let's go. Born Legacy, man.
More battles. We got some more classics. We got some more battles for the culture. I don't even know what's been going on. I've been traveling, you know what I'm saying, for the last 2 months. Like, serious, man. I've been around the world. Like, literally, like, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't even been keeping up with, you know what I'm saying, the latest battles that's been going on. That's been hitting the internet or whatever. But I don't know. To me, it seems like it's been dry for a minute. But, you know, mine is
what been
dry, doing with the, with, you know what I'm saying, the Unfinished Business 2, you know what I'm saying, Carl? We just dropped. But, you know what I mean? Other than that, like, you know, I haven't really heard about nothing. You know what I mean? You know. So.
Well, only thing that thing that's going on right now before we let you go is Rex and Shine. My nigga, if you can make that happen.
See that? I would love to see that. I think. You know, that's something that, you know, is in the works, is in the talks, and you know, I love to see that. I love to see that battle, man. You know, hopefully we can get it done. And, you know, make a movie out of it, you know?
All right. Smack, we appreciate you, my nigga. You already know what it is,
always,
man. Chopping it up with us, bro.
Job,
me and Timbo appreciate that.
Job, man. You know what I'm saying? Whenever y'all need me, I'm here, man. Just, you know, I'm a phone call away. You know what I mean? For real.
Absolutely. Smack, day one right here, man. Born Legacy 3 this weekend, day one and two in Brooklyn. Let's go, man.
Let's
we appreciate you coming up here, Smack.
Yo, love is love. Y'all stay tuned. You heard?
You already, Smack.
Absolutely. All right.
But,
love it. You got to have that before he signs off real quick.
Of course.
Oh, come on, man.
Of course.
Come on.
That's a day one tour. Let's keep it funky. Niggas don't know.
One.
They know they battle rap media history. Smack fucked with us. Shut up. Whatever.
Hey, man, don't ruffle anybody's feathers, all right?
Yeah, I ain't ruffle no feathers.
We humble over here.
Yeah.
The content speaks for itself. This shit will be out immediately. Talking Born Legacy 3. Now we got another guest calling.
Mr. Mills.
We got another. By the way, Head Ice interview out now. Go check it out.
Talking about
Harlem running battle rap and talking about K-Shine versus T-Rex's thoughts on it. Next coming up, we got a guest calling up right now, fresh off of just a fire battle, huh, Dre?
Fire battle, JC, son.
We're gonna get
my nigga
right
here,
now.
Man.
Mr. Mills, what's good, man?
Man, what up, man? What's good with y'all, man?
Mr. Mills, man, welcome to PSA Radio, my nigga. What's good, man?
What's good with y'all, man? I'm living. Can't complain, won't complain, bro.
My brother, talk about your battle with JC, man. Fire, once again, a fire battle that you put out there, man. What's good, man? What's the response you're getting from the people?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, it's I think it's a hell of a debatable battle, man. It's hard to pick a win on either end. I felt that night leaving there in the room, I felt I won. It's a lot closer on Cam, so you know, I ain't mad about it either way, man.
Right.
Kinda, you know, not kinda. He got that third for sure. And
yeah.
You know,
got the first one. You got the first round.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and you know, however you look at the second, that you know, that's how you look at the battle. You
yeah.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, you from Gary, Indiana,
replay.
Man.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, have you replay
Indiana,
value.
Man.
Let me throw that out there. You're from Gary, Indiana. Can you tell
yeah.
us about the battle rap culture, hip hop scene there? I know we know Freddie Gibbs. I mean, Michael Jackson, of course. But can you tell us about the hip hop scene, the battle rap culture in Gary, Indiana, for us?
It's, I mean, bro, it's not really one. You know what I mean? It's not really one, you know, besides Freddie Gibbs. You know, he got his star energy, but, you know, he had to get up and move around to start making a name for himself, you feel me? My first time out getting out here, you know, I had to leave Indiana to start getting my name up, you know what I mean? I just started taking battles in Indiana, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So, you know, it's a bit difficult. We trying to bring some light to this motherfucker, man, you know what I mean? By being so poverty-stricken and, you know what I mean, the way it is here, man, you know what I mean, it's kind of – you know, people don't, you know, I guess people come out to these type of things as the economy get better, I guess, you know what
right.
I mean, but you know what I mean, when it's funds to do that, but it's motherfuckers out here, boy, motherfuckers struggling, shit, but as far as the hip-hop scene, man, shit, it's little to no hip-hop scene, man.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your battle with, I'm on record and say this right now, man, your battle with JC was the best battle on that card, and then I'll say second was official, and QB, in my
right.
opinion. You feel
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something to you, Mr. Mills, because I've been telling ARP, RBE, for goddamn over a year, Mr. Mills needs to be the face of RBE. No shade to the niggas that you throwing out there. And a lot of them niggas, Mr. Mills, I'm a New York nigga, and I'm saying this about the New York niggas that be on that stage. I think you and JC are the best two niggas that's from the Midwest, and I'm keeping it funky on this show, are the best two niggas on that platform, and I wish is RBE a home for you now?
You say it again. Is RBE what?
A home for you? Is that your home now?
Nah, bro. I don't have a home league, bro. You know what I mean? We got a dope relationship, man. You know, anytime they need me, you know, as well as Guerrilla Warfare and Ball Hall Battle League, I don't have an official home league.
And you probably want it that way too, right? Better that way for you, right? Not being tied down to one league.
I mean, in a way, it keeps me open to, you know, to different possibilities, you know what I mean? Somebody, you know, from Bubblegum Battle League might have a bag for me, or, you know, another league might have a look for me, you know what I mean? So, you know, it keeps my options open, man. So, salute to those leagues that do look out for me and, you know what I mean, that fuck with me, because I definitely fuck with them.
Because, my nigga, you don't have no bad battles out here. Danny Myers was a fucking classic. Big Cannon
right.
was one of the best battles on RBE channel. You and fucking
right.
JC. Am I missing another battle? Am I missing one, Mr. Mills? Help me out here. I watch a lot of your battles. What else am I missing? You had a battle on Guerrilla Warfare. Who did you battle on
this
Guerrilla
year
Warfare?
This year alone, bro, I battled Granddaddy Perp, Tone Montana,
Perp.
Heartless, JC,
Heartless.
Tone Montana.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just beat Bonus on. I had a one off on the Midwest PGs. I just beat Bonus.
Mm. Yeah, that's what it is.
Those aren't easy though. Those aren't easy. JC, Heartless. I mean,
yeah.
We can debate that one. But I mean, Heartless and JC, those are not easy comp right there. You know what I'm saying? They're
right.
very, very nice.
Right. And you know, I just think, man, like it's time for Mills to start talking his shit, man, because.
Feel free.
I feel like, man, like I'm long overdue. You know, I'm long overdue on that smack stage.
Woo,
them the niggas that I want to kill. Those the niggas that I want. You want to see the best Mills? You know, the RBE stages. You gonna get that? You know what I mean? Smack. I'm hungry for them niggas. Because for some reason, you know, it seems like that I don't get my full respect until I have to kill one of these niggas. So what the holdup or hesitance is, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. But whenever it happens, man, whenever it happens, URL,
well,
they roster gonna have a problem.
Are you Are you worried? I want to harp on what you said really quick before. Are you worried, though, not having a home with one league, that it's going to hinder that? As you're seeing now, everybody's like, yo, you got to pick a home. You got to have home base here. It's got to be Kingdom Dot. It's got to be Smag over here. You know, what's your thought on those, being a rapper that doesn't have a home base?
I mean, then I would have to make a decision on what exactly my home league is, because I battle on three leagues consistently. Guerrilla Warfare, RBE, Ball Hall Battle League. I would have to make one of those my home league, you know, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people involved in those situations, whatever I decide, they will have to understand, you know, I'm doing what's best for me getting to where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think that would be such a hard, you know, situation for me, you feel me?
Have you had discussions with anybody in the URL staff, Norbs, anybody?
I mean, Norbs, you know, we chopped it up after the bonus battle. You know what I mean? Like, we chopped it up after the Midwest PGs and shit. And he was just saying, you know, he was like, Mills, I've been trying to rock with you. You know, people know the story. I had missed a couple PGs before. And, you know, he was just saying that he had been trying to rock with me and shit. And, you know what I mean? He's open to it now. You know, I'm just waiting to see what he brings to the table. You know what I mean? And if it's something we both can rock with, man, then, you know, I'm going to have to go with that. Because that's what, the fans, the people who support me, man, that's what they want to see. They want to see Mills on URL stage. They want to see how I fit out against the cat.
Mm-hmm. But, Mr. Mills, to play devil's advocate, though, you said that you missed a couple of PG events. Now, do you think that might have fucked you up business-wise, when niggas like, man, this nigga missed two battles? He ain't serious.
I mean, but when I say real, I had a brother killed the morning I was getting ready to leave for New York.
Oh, shit.
You know
what I mean? That's,
you know,
that's,
everybody know the story.
That's
you know,
real
everybody
life shit.
Know what happened. You know, that's some real life shit. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, they forget I'm supposed to be a key top of Rhea Rothstein in class. You feel me? And the season, time after time, get they shot. And this one come up and this one come up. And, you know, to see people like, why Mills ain't there? I've kind of put that on myself. So, you know, now it's like, you know, something got to give.
Yeah.
Well, you know, me and Timbo got a relationship with Norbs. So after this interview, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to text Norbs and be like, bro, let me holler at you right quick about Mr. Mills, my nigga. Because shows like this, we put the bug in the nigga's ears. You know, we cool with Smack. We cool with that Smack up here right now. And Norbs last week. So it ain't nothing for us as fans and niggas in the media, me and Timbo, to be like, yo, my man, Mills is that nigga, bro. I know if 300 niggas is telling you this, take them 301, 302 with me and Timbo. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mills, if you go on Smack, they say, yo, if you had like one veteran shot, because you see these young guys now battling these vets. I mean, if you have one veteran shot, who's in your sights right now that you would just love to take down? That's a vet.
A-Verb and Charlie Clips.
A-Verb and Clips.
A-Verb and Clips. You know, I said after the battle, when I battled JC, I forget, I think it was Heavy Bags was interviewing me. And I said, I'm not done till I see those two. You know what I mean? Whoever want to get in the way of this fire in between the time, that's cool. You know what I mean? But I ain't done till I see them two.
Mm. How am I seeing you in Verb, though? You and Clips make sense, and I think that's good for your resume, man. But with Charlie Clips, man, Mills, I don't know. It's a good look for you. It's a great look for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Charlie,
mm-hmm.
I would hope he know if he battled Mr. Mills, he can't come in that motherfucker pussyfooting. That's just what it is.
I mean, but at the same time, you know, you got to look at it like this, too. You know, he's getting all the backlash he getting. You know what I mean? So if that was to happen, like, he can't take another L like that, or it's going to be over for his career. Not really over, but it's going to be to the point where people not going to bet on him no more.
Your legacy is being questioned now. You know what I'm saying? Basically.
Right.
You know what I mean, Mr. Mills? His legacy.
Right. Right. He definitely hurting it, man. I was there when he battled Young Cannon, and I was like, damn, that's the Clips that need to show up to every battle. And then right after that, man, he battled Rum Nitty. And
Rum Nitty.
I was like, what the fuck? And what's crazy, I had just seen him hours prior to the battle, man. We was in New York because the RBE event was the same day. And we had seen him in a shoe store and shit. He was like, yeah, I got some fire. And I seen that shit. I'm like, oh, my God. This is what the fans want to see. The fans monopolize the game because they don't hold these motherfuckers to no type of standard. Yeah, they the legends and the vets and this, that, and the third, but they not putting out fire no more. So
that's
it's time to get their fire put out. These motherfuckers, man, they got to move, man. They got to move or get ran over, man. Simple as that.
Would you be down to sign a ULL contract if they throw a contract at you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because it don't even make sense, my nigga.
Then that it sits me down, and I get to focus on one thing. I don't have a million battles that I'm writing for. I'm not writing for 2 or 3 niggas at the same time. It's one person I get to focus on. So, you know, that's the good part of signing the contract. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But you're really boxing yourself in, you know, in one league as far as, like, one brand. You know, I always say King of the Dot and URL as examples, very different fans.
Right.
Very, very, very different, you know?
Right.
I think it should be able to, like, you know, have an experience on URL, have an experience on King of the Dot, you know? But unfortunately these days it's like, yo, you got to make home base somewhere. You got to be loyal somewhere or you are, like, blackballed from this league.
Right.
And we see it all the time now. We see it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but, you know, it got to be something that I'm in agreeance to. You know, I'm not just going to sign any damn thing. You feel me? It got to be flexible. Not flexible to the point where I get to battle every and any fucking way. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. You know what I mean? But it got to be reasonable, within reason. You know what I mean, not signing my life over and shit and only taking one battle a year and just sitting around not doing nothing. Nah, that's definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah.
And if it don't pan out, you know, I'm going to just keep rocking how I'm rocking, man. That hunger is going to always be there. As long as they put me up against dope opponents, you're going to get dope battles from me. Mm.
So what's next for you? What you got in the works, though?
Man,
any battle coming up?
Man, they talking about putting me in St. Mike. They got another Midwest PG card. We supposed to do a one-off, me versus St. Mike. I'm not sure the date, but that's what's on my plate right now.
Yeah, that's St. Mike who just battled Chess, right?
Dope.
Yeah. He just beat Anubis, too, man. He just got over on
Anubis. Yeah, Anubis. So. Mm-hmm. Yo, Mr. Mills, man, we appreciate you coming up here to rock with us, my nigga. Like, my nigga, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to text Norbs right now and be like, bruh, just holler at Mr. Mills, bruh. You got all these other niggas y'all trying to build up, and I'm cool with you bringing in new people, but I think he'd be a great addition to what y'all doing this shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's love. You know, I've been fucking with you for a minute now, my nigga, at least a year and some change now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. The love, I appreciate it, man, for real.
Mr. Miller, the next battle you get, man, we're definitely gonna recap JC and your battle though. Give us
a couple
of days. We got you though.
Absolutely.
Okay. For sure, man. Definitely, man. Yeah. I'll be looking for it, bro.
I appreciate you, Mr. Mills.
We appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate
you. Shout out, bro.
I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all be easy.
Absolutely, bro. You too. All right.
Yep.
Everyone go check out that battle, by the way. Mr. Mills versus JC. Trey, he really had he got JC, he battled Tone Montana.
Big Cannon, Danny Myers. He got
Big Cannon,
Heartless.
Danny
yeah.
Myers. Heartless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's nice, man. He's nice.
Yeah. And he has a little resume coming up right now. I mean, these aren't easy opponents, bro.
Nope.
Heartless is not easy. JC is not easy.
Heartless, I fuck with Heartless, but that's just neither here nor there.
I fuck with Heartless too. I'm not gonna lie. I fuck with Heartless. I think he's unique. You know, he stands out. I'm gonna tell everybody this. I just checked out Jay Murder versus Daylight.
Gotta watch that
on RBE. No, you don't.
Mm.
I'm just tell you right now.
Damn,
you don't gotta watch that.
Yeah. Oh shit.
In fact, I would advise against it. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Oh, I'm going to watch it one time just to get a feel, and I'm out. That's all. I'm going to watch it one time just to get a feel, and I'm out. That's all. I'm going to watch it because we're media. That's the only reason I'm watching it, because we're media. If it wasn't media, I'm not watching. I'm going to watch it.
Man,
I fall asleep because I'm thinking about taking Josiah tomorrow to get his hair cut. Then I don't know, you know.
Hey, man, that's how it is over here. Yo.
Straight up.
Yo, shout out Mr. Classic coming up on the show today, man. We got smack.
Come on now.
Shout out Mr. Mills. Mr. Mills coming out with that crazy battle with JC. We're going to chop. We got a smack segment coming
out. We got fire out here, man. We got fire. Let me just throw that out there. Fire.
Yes, sir. That's right. We do.
Shout out to my bro,
check it
Timbo.
Out, man. Head Ice. Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay,
come on.
Head Ice interview out. You said what else?
That's out right now. Now go check it out. Talk Shine and Rex, man. Talk Shine and Rex. Crazy. Everybody go check that out. Man.
Shout out to my bro, Timbo. Shout out, Smack. Shout out, Mr. Mills. Segment Boys, PSA Radio, PSA Podcast. We got some other shit in the works, talking to a lot of people, man. Niggas, like, showing us love. So it's a little bit different this time going around, man. Shout out to the niggas that's been subscribing to the channel like crazy, man. I can't even emphasize how much I've seen a shift from last week Sunday to now is Friday. I mean, I can't even – that's just crazy to me, man. That goes from having my bro back with me, who I need, you feel me? And we just doing what we do, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
lock
him
up right here, baby.
We here, man.
Kobe and Shaq.
We home. Let's go. Smack coming out. Maybe give it about an hour. We'll have some smack.
Yes,
out.
Sir.
Let's go. Yeah.
One.